Pastor. Everybody praise the Lord. Can't hear that kind of hallelujah. I said everybody praise the Lord. Aha, that's headquarters, Lagos. Hallelujah. Do it better. Everybody praise the Lord. Father, thank you tonight and bless your name. Great God, good God, gracious God, glorious God. We're asking tonight, you touch everyone. The gift that Emmanuel has brought, distribute to everyone. And nobody will live here empty-handed in Jesus' name. Salvation, your gift. Healing, your gift. Deliverance, your gift. And every other thing you need, the Lord supply and meet all your needs even tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. He has blessed you already. And you see the manifestation of the blessing even tonight in Jesus' name. You can sit down in the blessing of God. We're coming to Matthew chapter 1. And we're reading from verse 21. Matthew chapter 1. And we're looking at verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name, tell me, Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. We're told in verse 22. It says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled. The coming of Christ was a fulfillment. And when he comes into your life, there'll be a fulfillment in your life in Jesus' name. Fulfillment of the promised salvation. Amen. Fulfillment of the promised healing, give me a good amen. And fulfillment of signs, wonders, and miracle in your life, in Jesus' name. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying. Look at verse 23. It says, behold, a virgin shall be your child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Shout that. Emmanuel. Which being interpreted is God with us. Tonight, we're talking about Emmanuel, the mountain moving God. Emmanuel, the mountain moving God. Mark chapter 11, I read from verse 22. And Jesus answering says unto them, not unto one person, unto them and unto us, everyone. It says, have faith in God, the God that moves mountain. Verse 23, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever, praise the Lord, is for the whosoever, is for you, is for me, is for the brother nearby there, for the sister nearby there, for everyone, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. The head may be wandering, and the feeling may be wandering, and all circumstances around may be wandering, maybe, maybe not, just your heart. In the depth of your heart, you know that God is a mountain moving God, and that we come to present Emmanuel, the mountain moving God, and you do not doubt that in your heart, but shall believe in the heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have Whatsoever he says, I will have. Whatsoever I say, as you link up with Emmanuel, as you look, as you hook up with Emmanuel, as you connect with Emmanuel, and become, he becomes your savior. He becomes your Lord. He lives in you, and you live for him. It says, whatsoever you say, you'll say good things about yourself. You'll say the promises of God. You claim the promises of God, and whatsoever you say will come to pass. Emmanuel, the mountain moving God. There are three things we're looking at before we pray tonight. Number one, we're looking at the mountain of iniquity repented of. Mountain of iniquity, that's where we start. You're going to climb a ladder. You're first at the start at the first rung of the ladder. And the first rung of the ladder, for you to have the salvation, for you to have the healing, and for you to have the deliverance, the redemption, the mountain of iniquity repented of. Number two, the mountain of infirmity relieved. It takes all your infirmity, all your affliction, everything that oppresses your life like a mountain. When the mountain of the load of a mountain rests upon somebody, he cannot stand up, she cannot stand up. There's pressure, there's plague, there's suffering. Number two, the mountain of infirmity relieved. Number three, the mountain of impossibility removed. Mountain removed in your life, removed in your family, removed the moment you say, I recognize this mountain and I want it gone. It will go. Look at number one there. Number one is the mountain of iniquity repented of. Well, you understand, I don't have to belabor the point again. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, the psalmist, he describes the sin, the iniquity, how many they are. It tells us in Psalm 40 verse 12. Psalm 40 verse 12. For it said, innumerable evil have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the ears of mine head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. The iniquities we have, the sins we have committed, the evil we have dipped our hands into, and the rebellion that we have dipped our heart to, there's so many. And if you say, I'll repent of them, and then I will make reformation by myself, I will change myself. How many are you going to change? Because they're so innumerable, there's so many, they're more than the ears of your head. And because there's so many, I'm turning over a new leaf on this side, I'll not do that again. And then I'm turning over a new leaf on that other side, I'll not do that again. You cannot empty the ocean by drops of water. Take a drop, take another drop, take another drop. You cannot empty the ocean. And our sins are like that. Our iniquities are like that. The one of the past, the one of the present, the small ones, the big ones, the daily ones, the common one. There are so many that it takes God by his love, by his forgiving grace, to come into our lives and then to empty the ocean. He dried the Red Sea. at the point of Joserod pointing to that Red Sea. If Moses were to command the people, all of you, take a cup, a glass in your hand, empty, they would, you know, they would not finish emptying until Pharaoh and the army will meet them there, until the day of judgment will come. You cannot in your strength, you cannot in your power remove all those iniquities. Look at that verse again. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. It takes the grace of God. It takes the love of God. It takes the goodness of God. That's why it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. Thank God you will not perish. Thank God I will not perish. Say it for yourself. Thank God I will not perish. How? Because I have the power, because I can remove the ocean of sin and the ocean of iniquity and empty them, empty the ocean one by one. The lies told, the deception manifested, the stealing manifested, the adultery, the fornication, the anger, the fighting, the rebellion. And, you know, one by one, by myself, no, you cannot. The leopard cannot change the color and the stripes of his skin. But because God, who does not want us to perish, he knows that what we have is a mountain of iniquity, and it comes as we repent of them, as we turn away from them, we turn our back against that mountain of iniquity, salvation comes. To who? I said forgiveness comes. To who? We'll come tonight in Jesus' name. But we'll just turn away from them. We're looking at 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us word, is long suffering to you word, is long suffering to you. The sins are mounting, the sins are multiplying until they become in number like the hairs of your head, innumerable, uncountable, very deep and very high, and it will bring judgment. And yet God, it does not strike us dead the moment we tell a lie. You know, some people, you say, is there God there? If God is there, let him strike me dead. God is long suffering. He has all eternity to lay the judgment and to lay the punishment on that foolish individual. Is God there? Let him strike me dead. No, you have only one day, you have only one week, you have only one month. He has all eternity to fulfill his will. But at this time, he is long suffering to you what, to me what, and to us what, not willing that any should perish. Even the people who want to perish, God is not willing that any should perish. Even the people that get themselves drunk and they get behind the wheel, and in their drunken situation, they're driving recklessly. They want to perish, but he doesn't want anyone to perish. Even the people that are doing dangerous business. Dangerous business that they can be shot and they can die instantaneously. And it's like they don't care for life, but God cares for their lives. Even people that are selling themselves into the hands of this, of the devil, of Satan. And they say, well, if you know, going to Satan will kill me and destroy me and send me to hell, here I am. If heaven is going to fall, let it fall. Even those people that gamble with their lives, even those people that have mountains of iniquity upon their lives. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come to repentance. Number one, the mountain of iniquity repented of. As you repent tonight and you are sincere and you understand, you cannot empty the ocean of your iniquity and the ocean of your sin by one by one, one by one. But the love of God can do that at a single pronouncement. Neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. Your sins, which are many, are forgiven. And when he looks at you and you say, I'm sorry, I don't want to perish. This mountain of iniquity that is heavy on my life, heavy on my conscience, I want it removed. The Lord will do it. Tonight, he will do it in every life in Jesus' name. Look at point number two here. Point number two here, the mountain of infirmity relieved. We carry sicknesses, and sometimes you just know, I am unwell. I am sick. Sometimes you cannot even put your finger on what the unwellness, the sickness, the pain. The thing is, you just know you're not healthy. And yet, as we come and we present that mountain of infirmity before the Lord, he will relieve us of the mountain of infirmity in Jesus' name. Sickness will go. You know somebody, last night, the fellow could see very well. She wakes up this morning and she rubs her face. She can't see. She didn't know that that thing had been coming gradually. Somebody was hearing very well last week. And this week now, you talk. What did you say? You shout. What are you telling me? It's now death. Sometimes there are people, you wake up in the morning, you're healed and hearty, so you think, and then you are going through in the day, and as you are going to to outside the house, all of a sudden he slumps, all of a sudden he cannot use his limbs. All those infirmities are there. And they're like the air we breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. And we're breathing in all that infirmity. The air, the pollution in the air. And the waves of either 5G or 4G or whatever. And the waves of the things we use now, the modern gadgets, everything bringing infirmity and sickness. The brain or the millions, even trillions of cells there, and the connections, and some of the connections are breaking and there are graphs, and sometimes you want to remember something, you cannot even remember yesterday. You could still remember that, but life is ebbing away because we have mountains of infirmity. And tonight, known infirmity, God will take away. Unknown infirmity, God will take away. The one that is resident there, following the man, following the woman, every day, everything will be taken away in Jesus' name. And sometimes we're even born of some of them, but we don't realize it's there in the genes, it's there in the system, and then we appear to be all right and we're moving here and there. All of a sudden, in our teenage years, we discover something. A brain, a mind is blocked, a body is weak, and we walk a little, we cannot walk, we stand, and we cannot stand, we cannot cope. Then we go to the people that have studied all the effects and functions of the body. And as they examine us through the machine and through the x-ray and everything, they say the thing just showed up now, but it's been there all the time from the time of conception. And even when this person was born, it's been there. What are we going to do now? They say there's no cure, but they'll give you pills to be controlling it. But today you are not going to have any pill to control or to suppress the thing to be there. It will be removed in Jesus' name. Look at Luke chapter 13, and I'm reading from verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Think about that. A spirit of infirmity. And you know, those pills and tablets cannot drive away the spirit of infirmity. You understand? All those supplements cannot drive away. Yes, you can use your supplements. What else do you have? But all those supplements will not affect a spirit. The spirit does not respond to the things we deal in the natural and to the care we take in the natural. But Emmanuel, when Emmanuel comes in your life, that spirit will say, I will go. I'm going now. And tonight, it will go in Jesus' name. He said, this woman had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. You see, spirits don't easily give up their residence. They don't easily give up the house where they have been dwelling, first year, second year, third year. And the woman was so bent down, it says she was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, when Jesus saw her, praise the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us, he has seen you there tonight. The mountain that have been there long standing, the Lord has seen you tonight. I'm just curious. I know the Lord has seen you. I too, I want to see you. Where are you? Yes, I see you now. You get it tonight in Jesus' name. It says, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. Look at the woman. The woman was so bent down, could not even see that Jesus was there. But Jesus called her. The woman has already accepted spirit of infirmity. I don't know whether she even understood it was a spirit of infirmity. And she didn't fast. Already she had enough problem. She didn't want to add hunger to the problem she had. She didn't fast. She couldn't fast. She couldn't have any help from the priest in the synagogue. But where you have lost help and hope tonight, you have hope. You have help. Jesus said unto the woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Amen. Look at this. When engineers want to construct a road and they want to go through a tunnel and they want to create pathway in that mountain, you know how they dig, you know how they excavate, and it takes months. Some will take years. What would have taken months or taken years, a moment, a minute, it is done. In your life tonight, what men would have taken months and years of pills of examination, come back. What would have taken years tonight, in a moment of time, spirit of infirmity will leave your body. And you know, when they put that tunnel in the, you know, through the mountain, they have to do maintenance. And every time maintenance, and sometimes they have to close that lane through the tunnel and close that other lane. And sometimes they have to walk deep into the night because of keeping that passage they have opened in the rock. for Jesus Christ. Once he does it now, maintenance continues automatically. No part of your life will be blocked. No part will be stopped. Emmanuel, if you knew Emmanuel and what he can do and what he has come to do, you will rejoice, because all the mountains of infirmity and of sickness in your life, everything tonight they go. From my life tonight they go. From my life, from my body tonight they live in Jesus' name. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Man, you're loosed from thine infirmity. But you know, habit sometimes very strong. You have not been using that leg for a long time, and now Jesus comes to you and he said you are loosed. Because you have not been using the leg, you just sit down there. But if you will stand up, that leg will carry you. Sometimes you have not been reading for a long time, because you have the Bible, you have the book, you cannot read. Why? Your eyes are dim. And when you look at the page, you're seeing two pictures of the writing overlapping each other. And when it says, your eyes are open. Are they open? Then, because of habit, you know that when I open that book, I'll be seeing double, and the letters will be overlapping each other, and therefore you don't try. But when it says brother, sister, boy, girl, anyone, you're loose from your infirmity, tonight it will go. Those ear drums will be created, and the blind eyes will open and see. And you understand, Lagos is a special recipient of miracles. And crusades in Lagos are different. Crusades in Lagos, they are kind of higher than any other crusade you have anywhere. And the Lord has made us the head and not the tail. And the crusades in Lagos, the head and not the tail. And the GCK in Lagos, tell me, the head and not the tail. Since we started crusades in Lagos, I remember Sri Liri at the stadium. We came there, and then people were gathered. And that night, we're praying for the sick and the lame. And there was this boy there, one leg of good bone, and the other leg, rubber, without any bone, flesh. And the boy will take one stick and wind that fleshly leg around the stick, and then be hopping around. And then we're talking about Jesus. And who are we talking about today? Jesus. And while we were praying, we had not even finished, we had not said the final amen. But because Lagos is always special, and Lagos does not wait for final amen, while we were still praying, God created bone into that leg. And the boy jumped up, and the mother, hysterical, surprised, and she ran after the boy. They threw the stick away. We're hearing shouting and shouting before the final amen. And you know, and I was the one preaching there. I've always been in Lagos from the beginning of Deeper Life. And I'm still here for you. I said, I'm still here for you. I was still praying, and I had the shout. Let me tell you, I opened my eyes. I was still praying. I opened, what are they doing there? And I saw that mother and I saw that child. And quickly, I rounded up the prayer and I said, in Jesus' name, we pray. And Lagos shouted, amen. And then we began to give testimony. And the mother came joyful, happy, cheerful. Who will not be happy? You too, you'll be happy. And tonight, if you never smiled, you will smile. If you never laughed, you will laugh. The Lord has come to deliver you. And those online, when power comes at the headquarters, it flows everywhere. It will flow to you. It will flow to everyone. And so the mountain of infirmity will be relieved even tonight. I said tonight. Look at verse 13. And in verse 13, and he laid his hands on her. And immediately, somebody shout immediately. Say that again. That's how your miracle will come tonight. Because Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever, whoever you are, you're a member of the church, you're a minister in the church, or you are somebody invited you. You came to miracle ground. And when you step in this place, you carry miracle back home. Healing back home. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. It has come to your turn. Number one, the mountain of iniquity. All that removed. All that you repent of. Number two is the mountain of infirmity. And that one, you are relieved of every sickness, every infirmity tonight in Jesus' name. I come to number three here. Number three, we're looking at the mountain of impossibility removed. Impossibility removed. You know, in my life, I used to think that some things were impossible. And then I came to Christ and everything turned around. And you too, maybe you thought this one impossible, that one impossible. Others may achieve that, but who am I? I cannot. And others may have that, who am I? I can. Maybe you could not before you met Christ. But now we're here to celebrate Emmanuel. And when you join in with a happy heart, with a glad heart, and you say, I too, I come to celebrate Emmanuel. And I hand over my life. I hand over everything of God. I put my life totally without reservation. And I put myself in Christ. Infirmity, impossibility will vanish away. From your life. Where are you? Tonight it will happen. Look at Mark chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 21. Mark chapter 9. We're reading from verse 21. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. The spirit was controlling this boy. And look at how wicked the evil spirit is. When there's no water, when there's no pond, when there is no pool of water, that spirit will keep quiet. Where there is no fire burning, that spirit will keep quiet. And once that child gets near pool of water, the spirit will begin to agitate and make him fall into that river, into that pool, so that if nobody was there to rescue that child, the child would have drowned and died. And then when they bring him out, everything will be normal. Once there's no fire, once there's no water, once there's no river. And at the time when he gets near fire, the spirit will agitate again and throw him into the fire to burn him up. That's how wicked the evil spirits are. And it's an impossibility in the life of that child, in the family of that child. And when Jesus asked that, since when has this problem, an impossibility in your family, since when did it come? He said, of a child. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, and oft times it has cast him into the fire. We have to pull him away from the fire. And there are scars of fire, of burn in his body. And then it says, another time, into the waters, plural, into the waters, and to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, because the father now saw that there's an impossibility on that child, there's an impossibility in the family, there's an impossibility in his life, and was crying every day, is tormented every day. But all those things, finally now, you're going to be set free. And it says, if thou canst do anything. Now, he was measuring the strength of Christ with the length of the problem of the child. And he said, if you can do anything, well, you need to understand, Emmanuel will do everything. Yeah. Have compassion on us and help us. Look at verse 23. Jesus turned it back to him. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, no money. If thou canst believe, no offering. If thou canst believe, no religion. If thou canst believe, as you come, and all your hope, all your expectation, all your trust is on Emmanuel, tonight you are free. Satan cannot hinder this one. You are free. Your past bad life cannot stop this one. You are free. Forgiveness available tonight. If thou canst believe. Healing available tonight. If thou canst believe. Your deliverance guaranteed tonight. If thou canst believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. One, iniquity will be forgiven. Two, the infirmity will also be taken away. And impossibility will be rendered possible. Jesus says unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. To him, to her, to you that believe. To you because you believe. Tonight is your night. Salvation. Tonight is your night. Healing. Tonight is your night. Miracle. I believe. I believe. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Salvation comes now. Iniquity taken away now. Iniquity, so many, like the hairs of the head, everything will vanish away now. The moment you believe, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he is Emmanuel, God with us, and he has come to relieve me of my sins, of my iniquity, of my transgression. As bowed and eyes closed, this immediate forgiveness available for you now. Raise up that hand wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise up that hand. Right, left, at the back, anywhere. You'll be free from guilt. You'll be free from condemnation. You'll be free from all the punishment that should have come upon your life because of the innumerable sins and transgressions and iniquities. And all those sins as numerous at the ear of your head, that you cannot be removing one by one by one, that will take you an eternity to do that, and you don't have eternity to live here on earth, or have gone to hell before you're able to remove everything one by one yourself. But Christ Jesus Emmanuel, instantaneous forgiveness tonight, instantaneous salvation tonight. Amen. As you raise up that hand, stand up and say, here am I, Jesus, I'm here. What I could not do for myself, you are going to do for me, and you are going to take away all my sins at one atonement. Stand up, stand up. Online, the same thing. Mercy is coming to you today. Forgiveness is coming to you today. Salvation coming to you today. Online, over the radio, over the television. The Lord does not want you to perish. And when you agree with the Lord, I will not perish, then you will not perish. As we're standing, I'm going to pray with you. We know God cannot fail. Christ will not fail. And he brings that salvation to you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for calling everyone and everyone that comes now repenting, turning away from their sin, although they do not have the innate power to rescue themselves. Manifest your power, forgive them in Jesus' name. They couldn't have succeeded. They were trying to remove the sins one drop at a time. There's so many, nobody can do that. But you come, and the whole ocean and the whole sea, the innumerable sins and iniquities, at one go, you remove everything. Lord, speak peace to every heart right now. Assurance to every heart right now. Forgiveness to every heart right now. Lord, grant them the merciful salvation and the forgiveness instantaneously now. Thank you, Lord. It is done. They are forgiven. It is done. They are saved. It is done. The joy of salvation comes to their hearts now. Saved. And Lord, I pray you grant them the grace to remain saved. And everybody said amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Your amen has affirmed it. All those standing, all those who ask for the salvation, you are saved now in Jesus' name. I counsel us. Thank God I saw you going there. You are there at the point of duty. The Lord bless you for the good thing you are doing. Our counselors are there now. And they will get in touch with everyone who raised their hands and everyone who is standing up. And if you are still sitting, but you keyed into that prayer, you can stand up too. Our counselors will attend to you. And our moderating pastor tonight will take over now and settle this part. Then I will come back. Impossibilities will be possible tonight in every life.
Make sure you put down your names. Coming unto Christ is the greatest decision you can ever make. And so we'd like to help you take the slips from the counselors and make sure you fill it correctly in block letters, so that we can be of help for you, so that you can grow in the grace of God. Don't miss this opportunity. Make sure that you put down your name, make it legible, make it clear. For those who are watching online and you gave your life to Jesus, you also have an opportunity to get help. And so you see the link scrolling through the screen right now, gckhq.org/connect. Make sure you click on that link and put in your information there. It will help us to help you to grow in your newfound faith and to help you in your walk with Christ. And so please, all those who have given their lives to Christ, make sure you put down your name. All our workers who are right there, please join the counselors so that this will be as fast as possible. If you're listening to us through the radio or through the television, and you just gave your life to Christ, you can as well send your name and your phone number and your location address via SMS or via WhatsApp to this number I'm going to call now, +234 915 444 9263. +234 915 444 9263. So if you're watching, if you give your life to Christ and you're watching on TV or listening on radio, you can send your name, phone number, and your location address to that number, either as SMS or via WhatsApp. That will help us to get in touch with you and to help you to grow in this newfound faith. Our counselors, please, let's go to the corners, to the back, and make sure that every convert is captured. And for those of you who have given your lives to Christ, for those in the Alpha location, there will be a launch hour meeting tomorrow by 2 p.m. By 2 p.m. 2 p.m. is the time in all one. For those who gave their lives to Christ during this prayer, make sure you come together at hall one by 2 p.m. tomorrow. Make sure you put down your name. Our counselors, let's do it quickly. And all counselors, please remember to give back the field forms to the supervisors before you leave. For those of us who are waiting, it is the moment for you to begin to connect your hearts to God and begin to identify those things that you want God to do for you tonight. Because if you do not go in expectation, you may not receive. And so begin to connect your mind and your heart to God in expectation of that specific thing or those specific things that you want God to do in your life tonight. I am very confident that as the man of God is going to come and declare the word of faith tonight, your problem, your difficulty will not remain there. And so use this period to connect with God, to let God know that thing that you are expecting Him to do for you tonight. Remember, the gifts are here. As long as you connect in faith, you will not live here the same in the name of Jesus. Counselors, please. Please let me know when you're done. Those who are counseling, make sure you return the field forms to supervisors once you're done. The hour is here. The time when your mountains will be rolled away. You want to rise up as a man of God comes forth and declares the word of faith to move that mountain in your life tonight.
Amen. Remember, you've come to a special place at a special time, and you'll meet your special need. You know, all these people that met Emmanuel, Jesus, the mountain mover, the moment he touched them, spoke to them, declared to them, they were made whole. That same moment, they were made whole. And he has not changed. And we've witnessed here in Lagos, on this ground, and also on the other side at the DLCC, we've witnessed miracles, healings of every shape, of every type. What's happening to you now happened to other people, and the same Jesus, the same name, healed them. You are the next on the line. The next to give testimony. The next to rejoice. No impossibility, no infirmity will remain. The people of Israel rejoiced around Jericho walls before the Jericho walls fell down. I too now am rejoicing on your behalf. I'm happy that you are here. And when you hear the final amen, when they gave the final shout, the walls fell down. And when we hear our own final shout of amen, all the walls in your life hindering you, hindering your health, everything will fall down. Praise the Lord, you're healed. Praise the Lord, you're delivered. Lay one hand where you have the challenge, where you have the problem, and raise up the other hand. And when we mention Jesus, Emmanuel, immediately that thing has to vanish away. The Lord bless and confirm your amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for such a happy day, glorious day, joyful day. We're asking, Lord, that tonight, everyone who has been suffering from any kind of sickness or infirmity, they'll be healed and delivered in Jesus' name. It's not your will that anyone will keep on suffering from any form of sickness. And Christ bore the stripes so that all our sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, everything will vanish away. Tonight for your people is a night of fulfillment, night of miracle, night of signs and wonders. Lord, I pray, send forth your power, heal your people in Jesus' name. That spirit of lunacy, insanity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of infirmity that makes you weak, the waist cannot bear your weight, and your joints are cracking and painful. Whatever infirmity any spirit has brought upon your life, you are loosed in Jesus' name. Deafness, you are loosed. Dumbness, you are free. Blindness, you are free. Those dumb ears begin to hear now in Jesus' name. And the dumb tongues speak out in Jesus' name. And blind eyes, dim eyes, failing sight, recover your sight in Jesus' name. Swelling in your body, fibroid, I command, be removed in Jesus' name. And yeah, be healed in Jesus' name. And you just find swelling on the side of the thigh, on the side, and the buttocks, and you know, different parts, bumps there, and swelling there. I command every form of swelling in that body be removed in Jesus' name. Elephantiasis in the legs. I pray that that balloon will be deflated right now. And all the swelling vanish away in Jesus' name. Long-standing sickness, you were born with that. It's been in, you know, the family, hereditary, right now. Even that condition in which you were born, which is not comfortable and which is not healthy, you are healed in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for those who have been to the helpers, scientific, medical helpers, and yet they have been told that cancer has come to a stage that they cannot deal with it anymore. Emmanuel will deal with that tonight. Cancer, you will not take that life. And now, with the anointing of the Lord in the name of Jesus, cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Also, once that hunger comes, you'll be dizzy. It will be like the world around you is turning, and you feel you're falling down because of that deep pain, of that ulcer. Tonight you are healed. But I pray that your healing balm, healing virtue will pass through all the parts of the body internal. Be healed of the ulcer in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS or venereal disease or any other disease related with that, the Lord has mercy upon you tonight. Lord, I pray, miracle of mercy, healing of mercy, grant unto them. HIV AIDS, be healed in Jesus' name. Paralysis, even if you've been like that for a long time because of polio, because of lameness, because of one leg shorter than the other, the power of the Lord comes upon you now. Rise up and walk. Faith in Christ heals you tonight. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Lord, everywhere now, miracle. Everywhere, healing. Everywhere, deliverance. Everywhere, the celebration of healing, of deliverance, of miracles. Everywhere, celebration of signs and wonders, confirmation in every life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done. It is done. Infirmity gone. Impossibility gone. Now you can rejoice in your miracle. Let the orchestra come quickly. Orchestra come quickly. You celebrate what the Lord has done. Get out of that wheelchair. Drop those crutches. And you know, Luke tests the people who are blind and the people deaf, dumb before. What they could not do, now they can do.